WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Taylor Reed here, coming at you live with another dose of daily stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something near and dear to my heart, mastering the art of mindfulness and self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking, mindfulness. That sounds like some super zen stuff for yogis on mountaintops. And trust me, it can be. But guess what? It doesn't have to be all incense and chanting. We're talking about simple, practical ways to bring more peace, joy, and awareness into your everyday grind, even if you're juggling a million things at once. Because let's face it, life is a marathon, not a sprint, and taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, kombucha, whatever floats your boat, and get ready to unlock the secrets to a happier, more fulfilling life through mindfulness and self-care. Here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind. First things first. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to what's happening right now, without judgment. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a busy city street. There are cars honking, people rushing around, billboards flashing, messages everywhere. Mindfulness is about stepping off the curve, taking a deep breath, and simply observing the scene, the sights, sounds, smells, feelings without getting swept up in the chaos. It's about creating space between you and your thoughts, allowing you to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Second, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. That could mean getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, exercising regularly, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, or pursuing hobbies that bring you joy. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Third, schedule time for mindfulness and self-care just like any other important appointment. Life gets crazy, I get it. But if you don't prioritize taking care of yourself, who will? Block out 15 minutes in your day to meditate, take a walk, or simply sit in silence and breathe. You'd be amazed at the difference even a few minutes can make. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Ever felt like you were constantly saying yes when you really wanted to say no? Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for self-care because it allows you to protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Don't be afraid to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. Remember, you have the right to prioritize your own needs. Finally, be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up over slip-ups, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. You deserve it. Okay, let me paint your picture. Imagine this, you're walking down the street, feeling totally overwhelmed by your to-do list, deadlines looming, and that nagging voice in your head telling you you're not doing enough. Suddenly, you remember what we talked about today. You stop for a moment, take a deep breath of fresh air, feel the sun on your face, and notice the sounds around you, the birds chirping, people laughing, cars humming. You're grounded in the present moment, feeling calmer and more centered. You smile to yourself, thinking, I got this. That's the power of mindfulness and self-care. It doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming, just a few simple steps can make a world of difference. So, my friends, remember. Prioritize your well-being, practice kindness, set boundaries, and don't forget to take those deep breaths. Life is too short not to live it fully and with joy. Ready to level up your mindfulness game? Share this episode with someone who could use a little extra self-love. And if you have any thoughts or takeaways from today's episode, hit me up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay grounded, stay awesome, and never stop shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.